Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is about prayer. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Praying God's Will, written and read by Emily Rose Massey. And this is the confidence that we have toward God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of Him. 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15. Recently, a sister in Christ approached me at church before service started and handed me a book. She told me that it had impacted her in such a way that she cannot stop recommending it to others. What she didn't know, nor I at the time, is that this little book on prayer was actually an answer to prayer for me. As someone who is considered a prayer warrior for many years, I found my prayer life on life support these last few years, and I couldn't quite fully put the puzzle pieces together as to why. This book seemed to help me complete the big picture of my prayer problem. To be sure, my understanding of prayer has always been simply talking to my Heavenly Father. That has never changed on my walk with the Lord. But as I began to grow in my theology and understanding of His attributes, especially His sovereignty, I saw the importance of remembering that I needed to come humbly and boldly to the throne of grace, bringing Him my requests, petitions, and supplications, and not what I had been taught for many years, to decree and declare what I believed needed to happen in my life through a faulty understanding of His promises from Scripture taken out of context to fit my desires. Again, as I grew in my walk with the Lord over time, I began to realize that my understanding of what biblical faith is and what it is not. Faith is trusting in Christ alone. It is not viewing faith as a force that could be wielded to achieve certain results if I just said the right phrases or right scriptures in Jesus' name. Ultimately, with that view of prayer, my confidence was in myself at the end of the day and not in God. I assumed to know the will of God outside of the Word of God in context. We can't just cherry pick a verse and expect it to mean whatever we want it to mean. This faulty view of hermeneutics, how we interpret the scriptures, can impact the way we view the Lord, thus impacting our communication with Him. In 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15, the Apostle John tells us, "And this is the confidence that we have toward God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of Him." 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15. Intersecting Faith and Life. This book that was gifted to me offered a method of prayer that I had never thought of before. Using the scriptures as a springboard to pray and a structure to ensure that my prayers would be guided by the will of God, which is found in the scriptures. You don't say the exact words you are reading in a passage, but simply just allow the verses to guide your words. What better way to ask the Lord according to His will than to use His own words to guide our prayers? This method helps us from getting stuck or allowing our mind to wander. It also helps us not pray the same prayers over and over again, which can lead to boredom or feeling as if you aren't growing in the spiritual discipline of prayer. So many Christians struggle with prayer and feel like a failure, but in all actuality, the method we are using may be causing the problem. It's easy to give up on something when we feel stuck or like a failure, but we must seek to daily approach our Father. Prayer reminds our heart of our deep dependency upon Him. We have been given the beautiful gift of the scriptures that can fuel our communion with the Lord. Where studying scripture is our breathing in, as our minds are renewed, prayer is our breathing out and our connection with the Lord grows deeper. Keeping the Bible, where we find the perfect will of God, at the center of it all, may just be what we need to keep our confidence in Him alive. Further reading, 1 John 3, verses 21 through 22, John 15, verse 7, Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.